Hear now God's holy word. The first reading is a reading from the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, It's not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judah and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking in the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him getting into heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe? In accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. glory to you, O Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. And Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And today, as I said, we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, huh? And that means Jesus Christ went back to heaven by his own power, body and soul. And for all eternity, Jesus Christ has a body and a soul, huh? That's part of what a human being is. And so the first thing that does is reminds us that what happened to Jesus will happen to us. That we too will get our body back at the end of time and be taken up into heaven, assumed into heaven by the Lord himself, and we will have our bodies and we will be glorified. That's the first. Today, as it says in the first reading, this is a day of hope that it'll happen to us too. The second part, that the Feast of the Ascension, you know, there's a story about after Jesus went into heaven and all the angels bowed down in worship and they said, to Jesus, does the world know how much you love them, what you did for them? Do they know it? And they go, well, he said, not yet, but they will. Well, what's your plan, Jesus? How are they going to all know? And he says, I left the 12, and I left my disciples. They'll tell them. What? You're going to leave it up to those 12 and the disciples? Yes. And they said, Jesus, what's your backup plan? Oh, there is no backup plan. And Jesus now is trusting you and me to go and make disciples. Oh, Jesus, what's your backup plan? There is no backup plan. You have been called by God. If you saw my tweet this morning, I used the gospel today. It says, go and make disciples of all nations. And I said, this isn't an option. It's a command. We got to get busy. Now, you might sit there, so one of the things you got to do is you got to bring people to Jesus. That's what it is, to make a disciple. That means first, as we've talked about before, you got to be a disciple. But there's one word, I don't know if you were paying close attention. Were you paying close attention to the readings? I'm just wondering. There's one word, and it isn't the or a, that was in all three readings today. Did you know what it is? It is power. That is the word that's all in here, right? The first reading, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, right? And then in the second reading, it talks about the power of God, right? All power and dominion is there in the second reading. And then Jesus says, all power has been given to me. Now, the power, this dynamite is God has given to you. Now again, too often, nobody who's listening to me, other people sit there and think, I'm just weak. Really? You have power. You have the power of God inside you. It's the Holy Spirit. So you have to surrender to that. You got to get out of the way and let God explode his life inside of you. Let God explode his life inside of you. And that's why today on the Feast of the Ascension, there are 9 days now to Pentecost. And so we start the novena tomorrow. You start a 9-day novena to the Holy Spirit. Why? So that you receive his power. Now again, most of us have been baptized and confirmed, and so you got the Holy Spirit, but this is so you can release it. So I put on the link, or under the description, two different ways you can get this novena. You can get it through a PDF and just download it and pray it every day for the next 9 days, beginning tomorrow, or you can go to a place where you can look at it online every day, every day, every day for these 9 days. Let's together pray the power of God's Spirit and ask God through these 9 days that he would set us on fire with his power. Why are you and I given power? So that you will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses. God gives us his power so we can witness and make disciples. So don't be afraid. You don't have to do this yourself. He gives you himself. You and I got to get out of the way and let his power explode within us. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.